Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see,
on today's Dr. Jazz Hour, we are going to celebrate those jazz musicians and singers whose heritage is, at least, in part, Native American. Let's begin with singer and pianist Una Mae Carlisle, born in Zanesville, Ohio in 1915, whose parents were both part Native, doing Tain't Yours in 1944. Drummer Jack DeJohnette, born in 1942 in Chicago, who has Crow and Seminole heritage, will do Ain't Misbehavin' with pianist Keith Jarrett's trio. Singer and bassist Esperanza Spalding from Portland, Oregon, born in 1984, whose mother was part Native, recorded Ponte de Areia in 2008.
Tain't yours, leave it alone. Tain't yours, get on your own. Tain't so funny, sipping all my honey. Tain't yours, leave it alone. No, no, never again. Go slow, I'll tell you when. No use trying, 'cause I know you're lying. Tain't yours, leave it alone. There's a little golden rule I learned in school. Don't be a fool, keep cool, keep cool. Tain't yours, leave it alone. Be nice, take my advice. No more messing, teaching you a lesson. Tain't yours, leave it alone. Leave it alone. Be nice, take my advice. Oh, no more messing, teaching you a lesson. Tain't yours, leave it alone.
Thank you.
This is the Dr. Jazz Hour, and we are enjoying jazz by Native American musicians and singers. Mildred Bailey, born in 1903, grew up on the Coeur d'Alene Reservation in North Idaho. Here she is in 1938 with her husband Red Norville's band, singing Wigwamin. Slap-style bassist Pops Foster's mother was almost full-blooded Cherokee, born in 1892 and grew up in New Orleans. You'll hear him with the Louis Russell Big Band in 1929 on Jersey Lightning. Kay Starr was born on a reservation in Oklahoma in 1922. She had Choctaw, Cherokee, and Iroquois ancestry. She recorded Them Their Eyes in 1947. Saxophonist Frankie Trumbauer recorded Trumbology in 1927 with Bix Beiderbecke and Jimmy Dorsey. Born in 1901 in Carbondale, Illinois, his mother was part Cherokee.
Thank you.
got a certain little cute way of flirting with them there eyes. They make me feel happy, they make me blue. Nose darling, I'm falling, falling in a great big way for you. My heart is jumping and you started something with them there eyes. You'd better watch them if you're get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them, there's danger lurking in them there eyes. I fell in love first time I looked into them there eyes. You've got a certain cute way of flirting with them there eyes. They make me feel so happy, they make me feel so blue. Way for you. My heart is jumping and you started something with them there eyes. And you know you'd better watch them if you're wise. I mean your eyes. Cause they're gonna sparkle, they're gonna bubble. They're gonna get you in a whole mess of trouble. You're overworking them, there's danger lurking in them there eyes. Your eyes are blue, your kisses too. You and I know what
having a kind of powwow on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Trumpeter Doc Cheatham, born in 1905 in Nashville, Tennessee, had Choctaw and Cherokee heritage. He recorded Jelly Roll Morton's Wolverine Blues in 1992 with the Dixieland Quartet. Bassist Oscar Pettiford, born on a reservation in Oklahoma in 1922, had Cherokee and Choctaw ancestry. He recorded Burt's Pad in 1954 with Al Cohn on tenor, Kai Winding trombone, Tal Farlow guitar, Henry Reynaud piano, and Max Roach on drums. This last set of jazz by Native Americans on today's Dr. Jazz Hour will begin with Keeley Smith, born in 1928 in Norfolk, Virginia, of Cherokee ancestry. She recorded Indian Love Call on her Swingin' Pretty album of 1959. One of the early stride pianists was Willie the Lion Smith, who was part Mohawk and born in 1897 in Goshen, New York. In 1937, he recorded I'm All Out of Breath with a septet. Alto man Charlie Parker, born in Kansas City in 1920, was part Choctaw. You'll hear him on Cole Porter's I Get a Kick Out of You with a quintet in 1954. And to fill out this hour, Kay Starr will sing Duke Ellington's I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good in 1956.
Swanny white wing. When the maiden moon right in the sky gathers her star-eyed children on high. That is the time of the
Thank you. But when the weekend's over and Monday rolls around, I end up like I start out. Oh yes, I'm crying, crying my heart out. He don't love me, not like I love him.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.